Most people don't realize how much of their personal information is bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions pulling details about you from public records and the internet, then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, and even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, all backed by 24/7 US-based fraud support. Other companies might sell you just credit monitoring or a VPN. Aura gives you all of it, together, at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/protected. Protect yourself now at aura.com/protected.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
I'm all sorts of see-through this morning.
Hello. Green in the hat.
Hello. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. It's a mighty hot Wednesday here in New York City, coming to you from the Gas Digital Studios. This is the Morning Zoo. Across the table from me, if I had to cast the guests on this show and have who are my regulars that I could depend on to be funny and actually enjoy my time with them. if we actually had social skills, these are two guys I would want to really be friends with, as opposed to what we are, which is monsters.
Yeah.
Who only spend time with each other for work purposes.
Yeah.
But if I had a social life, I would want these two guys to be my friends.
Akeem Woods is here.
Who that? Who that man? From the Great Hang podcast, it's our great friend, Tim McLaughlin. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, everybody. I'm doing well, Zach. Thank you for having me on, and thanks for a nice intro.
You look
that
well.
That was very sweet.
You're very sweet yourself. From the No Offense podcast with Doug Yerim, it's the man himself, Doug Yerim. How you doing?
Hi, guys. Hello, Zach. I've been meaning to water. Oh, look at that. I forgot. It's green. Look, you can't even see it.
Yeah, look at
That's
that.
Fucking fantastic.
It's
a Tucker Carlson pouch.
I just got a new tattoo, and the guy wanted to fill it in with neon green. Yeah. And I was like, I already have so much green on me that I have to cover up.
So
when
if you
I
were
do
here
green
with your
green.
Shirt off, it would just be fucking holes through your body?
Just hole.
Oh, that's fucking great.
When I do movies in front of green screens, if I don't have sleeves, I have to color it in with a marker.
Oh, fucking.
Let's knock plugs out of the way. Tim, what do you want people to check out?
Check me out at the Great Hang Podcast with myself and friend of the show, Micah Fox. You can follow me at Real Matt Moran. but you can follow me on Instagram at hot_comic69. And May 28th, if you are in the New York area, I will be on with Karen Feehan at the City Winery for Karen Feehan and Friends. So if you want to come out to that, it's going to be a great show. So come on out to that.
And that is a very classy venue.
Yes, for a bunch of whores
and
idiots.
I saw that. What the fuck?
I have to tell you, if you're going to go see these pieces of shit, and that's you actually point. Want it to be a nice night out with wine and food, if you're going to spend the cash, which, by the way, if you go to a comedy club, you're getting fucking hammered on the bill anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in the city.
This is a spot where your significant other or whatever, whoever you're taking out, is going to go, this is pretty nice.
Yeah. And it doesn't smell like wet mops club. It's nice.
And there's a lot of the upper crust from Battery Park will be there as well. So if you want to hobnob with some fucking big money individuals.
I'll tell you who I saw there after Doug's plugs. Doug, go ahead.
Oh, follow me on Instagram at TheDougUrim. When's this coming out again?
This will be out in like 3 days, but it's live on Gas right now.
Oh, so I'll be at, where the hell am I again? Fuck, hold on.
Poughkeepsie.
No. Oh yeah, Saturday I'll be at Club 154 in Pennsylvania. Look that fucking address up. I don't know where it is. And then Friday I'll be at Bedford Falls on the Upper East Side Comedy Club.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Instagram Zach is not funny. punchup.live/ZachAmico for all my tickets. If you're listening live, this is the last time you're gonna have to listen to this plug other than Friday's show. I'm filming my special Saturday, May the 23rd, Creek in the Cave. Myself, Tim Butterly, 8 p.m., 10 p.m., just a few tickets left, and it would be very nice to hang out with you. Then I'm going on tour. All these dates are with my little brother, Crack Amico.
Hey!
So it'll be a full comedy show and then a concert, because I'm not following music. June 4th, Michigan City. June 5th, South Bend, Indiana. June 6th, Kalamazoo. And June the 7th, Detroit. Come hang out. It should be really, really fun. We have exclusive merch. Zach and Crack, the amazing Amico brothers. We're going to have shirts, buttons, stickers that are tour exclusive. So come hang out. It would be really fun. And if you're watching and you like the show, why don't you head over to gasdigital.com today and use my promo code ZOOZOO. And you save a little bit of money. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat as well as the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows from over the last decade, and you get our Friday bonus episode. That's right, we do three of these a week, and if you want the third one, you gotta subscribe. And I will tell you, this Friday, I had on Ally May and Pete Angelo. We taped it because I'm going to be in Texas, and we went real deep into a black Israelite doctor reviewing the roast of Kevin Hart.
Oh, that a boy.
And then we went real deep into URA, the sister charity that Cars for Kids funnels money into.
Oh, nice. That's an Israeli operation.
And just to give you a little smidge of it, Shannon, would you show the boys? And apparently, I was informed today that Cumtown did this years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't want to dwell on it. Would you show the boys Five-ish real quick?
I watched Five-ish yesterday.
Dude.
I watched it yesterday.
It blew my... You got to see the mascot for this charity.
877.
For Cars for Kids?
For URA.
URA.
The sister charity.
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
That's real. That
I mean, they're not even
Jews.
They're not even hiding it. They're just telling you who's running this fucking thing at this point.
It's the funniest.
Wow.
So I watched this yesterday. I'm talking to Micah. Because she's a Jew, of course, if no one knows. But she goes, Five-ish is like a Jewish name. I go, okay.
Yeah.
But did they have to make the mascot money, Micah? She goes, they're not beating any allegations, I guess.
What I love is it just sounds like they're haggling.
Yeah.
Like how much?
Five-ish, what do you want to add
it
here?
It made me laugh so hard. And then at the end, they go, they have a plushie of them.
Yeah.
And they go, just for a donation of $260.
Ooh.
And then I thought, what a weird number. And then I realized they wanted $250.
Was it $6 million?
They wanted $250. And somebody in the boardroom went, oh, we're going to take a beating on shipping and handling.
We got to cover the cost.
It made us, we laughed. All day. Me and Pete hung out for the rest of the day laughing about it. So
Five-ish's mom is a purse.
Oh, thank God. So please check that out. And then talking about how good City Winery is, I saw Puddle's Pity Party there.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar.
The clown, was the clown on America's Got Talent?
Yes.
Okay.
And he was fucking awesome.
Really? What does he do?
He does operatic covers. So he's got this amazing voice, but then he also does kind of, because he doesn't talk.
Okay.
So he does like kind of basic clowning stuff in between. Like he'll bring a kid on stage to play a fake guitar, but he'll like do a thing where like he can't move the mic stand because it's too heavy, and then the kid moves it.
Oh, that's fun.
Very, very fun.
That is nice.
I saw him do the same act when he opened for Weird Al.
Yeah. He's coming out with a doc soon, isn't he?
Weird Al?
Yeah. Isn't there a documentary about him coming out soon on Netflix?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think there is.
I don't know. I know he's been doing the rounds on interviews.
Yeah, I think that's what he's promoting.
They have to add it to their list of documentaries on every comedian.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know what to... He's the only person with no controversy. He's been famous for
something in there.
40 years. No, dude, not a goddamn thing.
All those squeaky clean guys have something with them.
Don't you go near my Alfred.
Alfred's got, he's hiding something
in
that closet.
No, there is nothing, dude.
The man's father died and he went out and performed a concert right after.
His parents died.
Oh, I thought it was just his dad.
His parents were found dead together.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
And he
did it.
He...
Now that's pretty weird, Al. Anyways, I'm chipping today.
Fuck yeah. No, it was carbon monoxide.
Yeah, right. Like in my fact, friend's father's wife.
I have a
yeah, that doesn't sound suspicious.
I have a friend who's a fire chief, and they specifically use that example for how to check for carbon monoxide. It was a 5-cent piece that went in the carbon monoxide detector that the company didn't use that made it malfunction.
Oh.
So what happened at the Indy 500 one year, you know, you can camp out in this big field next to the 500 and a RV full of dudes died of carbon monoxide poisoning because they just, you know, their RV, it was missing whatever one little thing in the RV filled with CO2.
That's so nice to go that way, though. You just
go to bed.
Sleep. Yeah, that's it. You're like, I'm so tired.
I've thought about that. That must, of all the things.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And just be like, oh, I'm going to go to bed with my wife.
Yeah. It's like, why would you kill yourself any other way when that's always on the table?
It really is.
It seems so peaceful. You just slip off like, yeah, fuck, it's a long day.
Yeah.
That's great.
My sleep apnea would fuck it up.
Yeah. I bet carbon monoxide is the cure for sleep apnea. Just because that gas gets in your fucking throat.
I mean, technically, any suicide is a cure for sleep apnea.
That's a good point. A shotgun in the mouth stops it, yeah.
You know, it stops it till it doesn't.
Right? Yeah.
Because that's the last thing you want to be is soppy gop face.
Yeah.
And sleep apnea.
Like the dude from Super Troopers.
Oh.
He missed and blew off half of his fucking... With a shotgun, too.
Oh,
of
it's
all
the worst.
Weapons. That's pretty much the sure thing every time.
Oh, it's the
and
worst.
And you fuck that up. Oh,
have God. You ever seen the suicide scene from Lords of Chaos?
No.
It's the story of the band Mayhem.
Yeah.
And their singer, dead, killed himself. He... slit his wrists with a butcher knife, slit his throat with a butcher knife, and then shot himself with a rifle.
Oh, God. My what man. A fucking loser.
That's pretty good, I think. Did he have it all set up, like, you know, contestant style, where he could go slash, 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 and then grab the
gun? It just wouldn't take, like, it was taking too long.
Dude, how do you, that means he didn't cut deep enough.
Yeah, yeah,
he just was like, he pussed out. Oh. Bitch.
Oh no! Yeah, what a bitch!
What
dude.
A bitch!
And then his
pressed down.
His bandmate walked into it, ran to the store and bought a disposable camera.
It took
a bunch of pictures and then scooped up skull fragments to turn into jewelry for the rest of the band.
Oh, that's fucking
and,
wild. That
the
is
cover of one of their
shit.
Bootleg albums is him, how they found him.
Oh, that's
okay.
Fucking...
Okay, I've seen that.
I feel bad for the Asian that had to develop those pictures.
Oh, boy.
Missing his face.
That's a whole industry.
Yeah.
That's gone. Think about the amount of naked people.
Oh, yeah.
Those Asians saw...
Oh, a ton.
And just kept mum on it. Yeah. They had to have
nothing.
They had to do doubles sometimes. They definitely, some stores, if it wasn't a family business, they definitely did doubles of Good News.
Oh, yeah.
And had like a shoebox in the back of the good stuff.
Well, anytime it ever was a white guy that would do the pictures, it was always some creepy looking fuck that's just down on his fucking luck.
Yeah.
That's bottom of the barrel, drunk.
You what was it? 1 hour photo was the Robin Williams.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and there's definitely doubles of some like crazy bitch from spring break in 95.
Oh, there's some Midwest CVS white guys that probably even sold them to other people, I'd bet. Oh,
yeah. I bet it's like a trade.
That was a business. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet there was like a underground trade going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they're doing all this Epstein stuff, they're definitely circulating some photos.
Yeah. There's
there used to be all the revenge porn sites.
Yeah.
Before the guy.
Submit My Ex.
Submit My Ex. Is Anyone Up was a big one.
I never heard of that.
And that guy went to jail.
Oh. What did he do? He didn't do nothing. He just gave you the platform. No?
I think he wasn't checking ages.
Oh, yeah. I knew it. Yeah, yeah.
And I had a guy I was friends with in college.
Blowing out a birthday cake with 14 on it.
I had a friend in college who, in retrospect, bit of a creep.
Mm. But at the time, he's just your friend. Well, you guys are palling around at schools.
I'm not a good friend. If you let me use your laptop.
Yeah.
I'm snooping.
You're going through it, yeah.
And this guy, so I was in my band at the time, and I knew a ton of just like hot goth chicks that would hang out in the scene, right?
Yeah.
This guy had seen my band once and would kind of hang out a little, but he didn't know any of these girls. A lot of them were from LA. I click on a folder on his desktop called Persephone.
Yeah.
And it was just hundreds of pictures of girls I knew.
Naked. Cool.
Were they,
from like their MySpaces.
Holy shit.
Right?
That's not even, that almost makes it more creepy that they're clothed rather than being naked. Because naked you could kind of, like,
he was just collecting.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
But I confronted him about it, and he goes, oh yeah, you know, I keep that folder of girls I think are hot. And I'm like, but you don't, I know them.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, I go through your friends lists. And say, well, the girls. So then one day, he brings up a girl I went to high school with.
All right, nice.
And he goes, hey, do you know, and I don't want to say her name, do you remember this girl? I go, yeah, I grew up with her. And then he takes out a topless picture of her.
Oh.
And I go, she sent you that? And he goes, no, I found it.
Where?
On Submit Your Ex.
Oh,
wow.
And he had known who she was because he had saved pictures of her from my MySpace.
Huh.
So he goes, look, I found a naked picture of this lady you know.
I always, like, anytime I was on that site, I always wondered if I was going to stumble across anyone I knew. I never did.
I found my ex on it.
Did you submit the video? No.
I found Zach.
No, but it was from when we were together. The pictures were for all from when we were together, and I didn't have them.
Oh, that fucking whore.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Sex on the horn. Hey, I saw you on a website, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, do you get mad at that? Like, do you even call and be like, what the fuck? Like, after it's over?
What for?
Yeah, exactly.
No, we got back together.
Because of those pictures?
No, and then we dated again on and off for years, and we were in a terrible abusive relationship.
You hit her good?
Oh, cool.
No, I never. Never.
That's exercise.
No, it was just cheating. Yeah. No, it was just horrible cheating and mental abuse and verbal abuse.
Oh, good.
Yeah, just, you know, she saw me do stand-up, and I did good, and we got back, and she goes, you're not funny. And I went, what? I went, but the people liked it. She goes, they're laughing at you and how stupid your jokes are. She goes, you should quit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, what a putrid twat.
God, I hope her husband watched the goddamn Kevin Hart roast.
Yeah, I hope you saved those photos to send to him.
You know what? Water under the bridge. I was shitty to her, too. Yeah. I'd be a hypocrite to be mad about it, to be honest.
Zach, you were shitty?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I was a...
Zach, I got this... I have this image of you in my mind as a doting sweet boyfriend.
You know, and Doug, I think you might be able to relate to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug.
I don't know about you,
guy
Tim.
Is on the flyer for domestic abuse.
Yeah. I don't know about how you grew up, Tim. Up until a certain point in my life, I just thought every dude cheated.
Yeah. No, I relate.
It never occurred to me that
they don't.
People were, like, loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were, they were kind of a faggot.
Yeah.
Like, I remember people talking about people who were monogamous and, like, good husbands being like, he doesn't even have a fucking girlfriend.
He has no side piece. Yeah. How does he get the frustration out?
I remember, like, conversations. And by the way, I'm, like, 13 watching all adult men in my life have this conversation.
Yeah. Well, that just goes to show you who we grew up around. You're Italian. I'm Italian.
Yeah.
They all had fucking side pieces. At my cousin, the restaurant I worked at, his side pieces were always black. And they were beautiful fucking girls, too.
Because you can't bring her around.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good...
Shmuel Yan, can't bring her around. Yeah.
Paulie and all his racist shit. Yeah. Luther Vandross box set.
It was like everybody just had... everybody had store. Everybody gave me advice.
My grandfather had side pieces.
Of course, like, he did.
He disappeared for 3 months. Nobody knew where he went. And he just came back like nothing happened. And my grandmother just took him back in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll happen. That'll happen with your Italian grandpa.
Yeah. I mean, I when I was 14, 15, I was sat down and told, when you have a girlfriend on the side, you save her in your phone as where she works.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you have plausible deny. This is pretext. Of
Blockbuster.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunglasses.
Yeah. Hot Topic.
Baskin Robbins 4 times.
Yeah.
I just like that place. What do you want?
They have 31 flavors, bitch.
Yeah.
No, I went through the gamut. I had at one point 2 Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, and a Quick Check.
Quick Check? What fucking monstrosity did you meet at a Quick Check?
Didn't meet her there, but that's where she worked.
Oh, I see.
And then the Starbucks was right by my old telemarketing job, so I used to get free coffee.
Yeah, that's nice. High end right there.
That Starbucks. Was a good one. That was
a
good one.
That's a good one.
I've never cheated.
That's a real good one.
Yeah, because you're a good guy.
Bethany
my dad
Burger
never
King.
Cheated. Yeah. I don't know if I should tell this story.
You should.
Okay. At my cousin's funeral, my aunt got hammered. And she goes, Timothy, your grandmother is a weak woman. And I was like, okay, that's cool. She's like right there. She goes, she can't hear me. And I was like, all right. And she goes, your grandfather had another family and she kept taking him back. And then she like kind of realized what she was saying because my mom never told me any of this stuff. And she goes, oh, fuck. Don't tell anyone I told you this. You
and
know?
Never say it on a podcast.
Yeah.
So I go
the thing that doesn't exist right now.
Right. Yeah. So I go up and talk to my dad, and I was like, did Grandpa Rudy have a secret family? He goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we don't talk to your mom about that. And I was like, okay, so we just don't bring it up. Happy birthday to my mom tomorrow. Yeah. So
it was fucking weird when you find out those secrets when you're older. I found out my dad was married before my mother. When I was 29
That's crazy.
That's weird.
And his friend slipped. His friend was like, yeah, it was like, and he goes to me, goes, yeah, like your father with his first marriage. I go, what are you talking about now? And he goes, yeah, you didn't know that? I go, no fucking idea. And he goes, don't tell him I told you. And I was like, yeah, I had no idea. He goes, yeah, he divorced her to marry your mother. I go, oh.
Nice.
That's good. And I never brought it up to my dad.
That's
ever.
Fun learning. Yeah. That's fun learning new ones.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, that is a fucking good one.
Yeah, I got a few. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop on still. I worked for one of my dad's close friends, and he detailed to me how he got out of getting caught.
Yeah.
He had a full-time side piece, family at home, side piece flips on him.
Oh,
says,
no.
You got to be with me. I want you to leave her.
That's
he goes,
the worst
I can't.
When they flip.
So she starts calling the house.
Yeah.
And he just very calmly tells me, so I had my sister come over and pick up the phone and say she was my wife and threaten to kill her.
That is fucking brilliant.
What a great sister.
Oh, my God. What a wonderful
sister. The
sister
picked up the phone, said, listen, I know everything. He came clean to me. We're staying together. If you call here again, I'll fucking kill you. I don't want you near him. I don't want you near my house. I don't want you near the family.
Yeah.
This is the last time we ever speak, or it's going to be a problem for you. And the chick backed off.
Dude, that is a wonderful sister. I would buy
That's
her a house.
Sister.
That's a great sister.
Dude, I think he did. She lives next door.
Dude, really? Oh, God. Dude, legit, she deserves they everything.
Shared a, they shared a yard.
Yeah, and a garage. Yeah, where he kept a side piece.
That's a good system.
Dude, that's a wonderful system. My sister would never do anything like that for me. God damn.
Now that I'm hearing all these stories about cheating, I'm realizing that I am kind of a faggot. I don't do any of this cool shit. I just stay with my girlfriend.
It's not worth the stress. At the end of the day, my marriage is the first relationship I've ever really been a good boy on.
Yeah.
The comfort of handing my wife, when we are looking at something, like watching a YouTube video, mm-hmm. or like if we're going to order Grubhub and I just give her my phone.
Yeah.
The comfort of knowing there is no chance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of some text coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember being in relationships, like we're sitting like watching a video on my phone, and just my heart is racing, going, please nobody text, please nobody text.
Yeah, you know what's crazy though, like my girlfriend, I don't cheat on her, I don't do nothing wrong, is the one that accuses me of being weird with my phone. I'm like, I'm not doing nothing. The only thing I get nervous about is like. She gets my phone, and my friend's like, is your girlfriend still being a bitch? Like,
yeah,
it's the text. I'm kidding, of course.
Yes, of course. Of course. This is all comedy on a podcast. Oh, none of these stories are
true. I cheat all the time, actually.
Yeah. And then the ones I cheated on would never question me.
No.
Never. I don't know what the
psychology is. No, I got questioned a lot.
Yeah.
I had some real...
a lot.
I had some real convoluted stories.
Really?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah.
I woke up one day to being tagged in about 40 pictures on social media of a girl that had stayed the weekend.
Yeah.
And I did not know these photos, like me sleeping.
Why would she do that?
Us holding hands walking, but she would take like a secret picture.
Mm-hmm.
And just, she uploaded a whole folder and tagged me in all of them.
Why? Did she know you had a girlfriend?
No.
Oh.
And the girl I was with, it was bad.
Oh, no.
I'd be like,
was it like a wake up, like bad? Like you're sleeping, you think it's a nice Sunday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'd be like, this girl is actually like retarded.
Yeah.
And I was holding her hand because she slips a lot. Yeah. And of course, you know, retards will take pictures of you while you're sleeping. So that just makes sense to me. I was doing community outreach for the weekend.
Right.
One time my wife did accuse me. We were out at a bar and I don't know how to be nice about this. Mm-hmm. A special needs girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was like kind of like weird and gothy and knew me from trauma stuff, ran up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, wow, it's so nice to meet. It's so nice to see you. What are you doing here? And then she like hugged me.
And, doing like, the voices, being nice about it.
And she like did the whole spiel. And then she walked and she's like, oh, you're so. Oh, and she was a compliment. She's very nice, but it was odd. And then she walks outside, and my wife looks at me, and I go, what? She goes, did you fuck that retarded girl?
She wasn't retarded when I fucked her.
Yeah, that's how,
that's how good
let's
it was, baby.
Go.
And then,
boys,
within 5 minutes, she was outside having the most open mouth makeout session with a fucking Puerto Rican guy. That I have ever, I mean.
Oh, God.
It was brutal.
She was just breathing, though, Zach. That's how they breathe.
No, it was. It was one of those, you go, whoa.
Oh, God. Dude, now that it's funny you bring that up, because there has been a couple. It's a fat, smelly, redheaded chick
mm-hmm.
and some raggedy fucking black dude that's clearly homeless.
Oh, let's go.
On the Port Authority train entrance for the downtown AEC train.
Mm-hmm.
That
I call fucking a retard going downtown.
But that I'm sorry, I eat up.
That they line up in that first fucking time, like that first whatever that is that you pass through. What do they call them? The terminal? No, the turnstile.
Okay.
Yeah.
They meet up every fucking night. And he finger pops her in front of everybody. And this is multiple times I've seen it. And it fucking stinks every fucking time, and there's no explanation, like hot piss or just rancid vagina piss and homeless fingers being marinated in a fat redheaded cooter. That's all it is. And I, like, I saw him once. And
how come you didn't go into poetry?
I missed my calling. I should have been.
P.B. Cummins over here. Yeah.
You're a real laureate.
That's
a real fucking Edward Frost.
That's like how you die of a yeast infection.
Dude, yeah. It's gross. I got to take a picture. I keep trying to sneak a picture, but every time I try, they just both happen to look at me every fucking time. But I got to sneak a picture and send it to you because they're there every fucking
night.
Send
it to What Is New York?
Yeah, that's a good one.
People in New York. Yeah, oh yeah. It's one of those like Instagrams.
Yeah.
Here's my Subway take. I New like York when things. That guy does that.
Yeah. Subway creatures?
Yeah.
Man, dude, it's fucking gnarly.
Gross,
there's a trauma fan who is a special needs man. I speak about him a lot. And he goes out clubbing every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't drink. He sits at the bar, gets one soda. The bartender's furious because he takes up all the real estate at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just dances his retarded heart out.
Let's go.
God bless night. Him.
And he posts so many, and it's all digital camera pictures. Mm-hmm. It's never cell phone pictures.
So he's got to go through the whole upload and
he brings a digital camera, and there's so many photos of him making out with blacked out women.
Oh,
who
God.
Must not know.
Oh, my God.
And we were at a party.
And there's incels in this world.
Yeah.
We were at a party.
This guy sees opportunity.
And this is, to date myself, this was at the Continental.
Airlines Arena?
No. The bar on
Damon in Chicago?
8th Street.
Oh. Yeah.
Right next to where the McDonald's was on St. Mark's.
Oh, yeah.
The Continental, where they had a very famous 5 shots of anything for $10.
Ooh.
Happy hour.
I miss those deals.
And, oh boy.
Yeah.
Did people take advantage.
Oh, yeah.
When I used to host that show at Bar None, we used to go to Continental first and get shit hammered. And me and my friend were at Continental for a party. We got there too early.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go to go get dollar pizza.
Mm-hmm.
We come back, and that gentleman, there's no one dancing except him and our friend's very recent ex.
Mm-hmm.
And they are grind. I mean,
oh,
she
my
is
God.
Touching her toes, rubbing her ass up and down on him.
Yes.
And we just took one photo and sent it to him. We're like, somebody's moved on. She was blacked out. She had no idea. Like, she couldn't make words. She was so drunk because obviously she had 15 shots for $30.
Yeah. I mean, God bless that deal. It made this retard very happy. Like,
I mean, he had the time of his life.
Yeah. And I bet you he was upset when that deal ended.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was like canceling his birthday.
Oh, that was I wish I could explain to people how good you could find a deal, like what great deals you could find at dive bars.
Yeah, it's not like
that
anymore.
When New York was, when Manhattan was still a fucking, you could go out in Manhattan, you could be broke.
Yeah.
And fucking drink your way through the night.
Yeah.
And still have money for food.
For a cab or fucking food. There was one right next to, remember the Village Lantern?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, 1852 was a joint. You would get a bucket of rocks for $10, and it was just rolling rocks. I think there was like 12 in there, some shit like that. $10, and you could drink them all night. Then they also had 50-cent wings, and you would just stay there all fuck, and you would leave blitzed out of your fucking mind, and maybe you spent $30, if that. Just hammered.
Man.
Drunk. I miss those days. I don't even drink anymore, but if those deals did come back, I would take advantage of every single one.
I mean, it's too good of a deal not to.
It was so great, man. It was fucking lovely.
Those 5 shots for $10.
That's crazy.
I used to go there before we did Bar None, and I would do 5 shots of Jaeger. And
oh,
then
so
another
they had like,
5 shots of Jaeger.
So they had like Jaeger. I was going to say, what was the highest?
It was mostly
easy time.
Yeah, it was like shit.
It was
probably.
Well, but if you knew the bartender.
Yeah.
you could upgrade.
And they would slide you another shot for fucking free every time.
Yeah.
Bar None was notorious for that.
Yeah, Bar
you
None.
You were drinking there all fucking night long.
Bar None was a dump.
Oh, it was a shithole. The floor would be caving
still,
in. There was mold
still
all over the
wall.
It's
still there, isn't it?
No, well, it's gone, I think.
They had some...
Oh.
Naughty Boys.
Yeah, they had quite a few, actually.
I believe consecutive Naughty Boys.
One of them was the may or may not have been the son of the owner that liked
to
slip a few digits in on drunk girls.
And believe a manager at one point.
Yes. They were getting the Port Authority special over there.
Yeah. And Bar None had some characters.
Yeah.
And it was a spot people went to really black out.
Yeah. The amount of times, like, you'd be at a show there, and somebody was blacked out in the booth, and you would just leave them there. And they had no idea that there was a show going on, and they'd be passed out through the whole fucking show. Yeah, that was... Because I ran a show there, too, with Samantha Bednarz right after you.
Yeah, yeah. You took the show over.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, it was Josh Potter, not the famous Josh Potter.
Okay.
My friend Josh Potter.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Caligero and Sam Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
Back when she was still Sam Ajama.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot she used to have a fucking comedy nickname.
Then I would host, and then I took it for a while, and then you and Sam ran it.
That's right. Yep. That was right.
And we would get, like, Mark Normand and shit to pop in.
Yeah. Yeah, and every now, like you said, you'd get some bigger. Joe List did it a few times too. Like it was fucking wild.
Were you there the night it was the Puerto Rican birthday party for the girl that worked at Halloween Adventure?
No,
because Josh worked at Halloween Adventure.
I remember,
at the makeup counter.
That's right.
And it was she requested a comedy show for her birthday, so it was the entire staff of Halloween Adventure. And like just 20 ragged Puerto Rican chicks.
Yeah.
And when I tell you that show was awesome.
And I missed it. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. I think that's the first time I ever did comedy without a shirt on.
Really?
I Kreischer'd it. Yeah.
That was. Wait, would you always take your shirt off?
No, no. Very rarely.
They were sleeping.
That show, I took my dick out.
Oh,
that part
man.
I don't remember.
I took my dick
but that
out.
That was the place to do it.
Yeah.
That was the fucking place.
That show was fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
They were sweeping up fake nails for days after that show.
And hair extensions and fucking fake eyelashes and hoop earrings.
Hoop earrings. Yeah. As far as the eye could see, the dance floor glittered with hoop earrings that
did
night.
Did they have the slushy machine there? What did they have there that was something that was like a gimmick?
I thought they had, like, that pina colada machine.
That is.
That was it, yeah. It was a pina colada, but it was broke half the fucking time.
Yeah, they had some type of deal.
Like the McDonald's ice cream machine.
Yeah, and it was, dude, that place was fucking net. Like, you'd go up in that top booth, and every time you'd walk in there, you would either kick out a roach or a fucking rat, and it would just, and then people would just drink out of this fucking margarita machine. That was fucking gross. That whole place, it smelled like feet. It was just a disgusting fucking place, but the comedy shows that you would have there were always like so much. They were always so much fun to do because anything went. You said whatever you wanted, and nobody gave a shit.
Yeah, and people would come from the bar hammered.
Yeah, yeah.
Heckle, you could fights. Oh,
yeah. I got into a fight with some English woman because I called her a British cunt. Like, and I was hosting.
They
liked
that.
And that was the first thing that I said, and then the rest of the show went into the toilet after that.
I got in a fight there. They did a karaoke competition.
Yeah.
And they brought in me and Josh as judges.
Yeah.
And I gave some dude a bad score. And his girlfriend ran up on me.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, you were on your phone while he was singing.
He's still here.
And I'm like, yeah, what are you? And then she's like, we were clearly told the rule. And she started arguing. The prize was like
an American Idol here.
The prize was like a $20 bar tip.
Yeah.
Like it was nothing.
Oh God.
And this whole group of people got in a huge fight with me because I was not respecting the rules of the karaoke competition.
Dude, I've realized recently that after playing on a really bad softball team in a really bad softball league, it does not matter what the prize is. people are going to be hyper competitive just to do it.
Yes.
Free slices at Esposito's.
Yeah.
And I specifically remember this guy because he and a girl did A Whole New World from Aladdin, and he went to dip her and dropped her on her tailbone on the floor of the bar.
I guess the floor is a whole new world, really.
Yeah. And it hit so hard.
Yeah. She gave an exorcist scream.
Oh. And yeah, then his girlfriend was screaming at me all night about how I was a piece of shit.
Oh, God. I miss that fucking place. I miss those shitty shows. Not that I want to do them again because I'd blow my fucking brains out, but I do. I miss them a lot.
There is a place by me in deep Brooklyn that I have found to be similar.
Yeah.
And they do comedy there on the, monthly. Yeah. And I went and did it, and it was a nightmare.
Was it an ambush? It was an ambush show. Oh, God.
And then Fagan did it a few months ago, and it was worse.
Man, oh, I hate
and I
that.
Showed up. It's two blocks from my house.
Yeah,
I showed up.
Zach got an Uber
on one. Chris literally said, "I've never seen you show up somewhere like this."
Were you angry?
No, I was just going.
Yeah,
and so I have this thing I call myself the White Trash Whisperer.
Yeah,
where if there is a horrible drunk woman, I will be sitting with her within 5 minutes without trying. And there was a woman who came up to me, started spitting games, probably in her late 50s. And I looked at her, I was like, this was my line. I went, "You're a real Stevie Nicks type of bitch, ain't you?"
That's a compliment,
dude,
to her.
She ran over to the jukebox, put on Stevie Nicks, and sang to me all night.
Oh, God, fucking right? Damn it.
She's blackout, and she keeps going. She goes, are you married? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I have a long-term boyfriend. But she goes, but we're just flirting.
Yeah.
And no wrong with flirting.
I can see this bitch's face
right?
now.
And she's all over me. And then she keeps saying she has a boyfriend, right? And I was sitting drinking with Chris. And it was one of those things where we just put all our cash on the bar and are slowly taking away from the pile. And I feel this hulking presence sit next to me. And I go, "That's the boyfriend." And I go to turn around. And the lady goes, "That's my son. He's mad I'm drunk."
Yeah.
And I look at him. I go, "Sorry, dude." He goes, "That's all right. You're taking good care of her?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Let me buy you a drink. I can get her out of here." And he bought me a drink, and he goes, "Mom, we got to go." She's like, "I am Naomi's friend."
"My friend Zach, he says..." She drank herself retarded. "My friend Zach, he says I'm a real Stevie Nicks." "I told you. I'm the white-winged dove."
All right, we're going to do a couple stories real quick.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
So we're just having fun. We're fucking... This is a good one, bub. All right, we'll start where the show belongs. Man 40 dies after being trapped in freak escalator accident.
Oh, I thought you said Escalade for a minute.
No, this is a common thing on the show, which is security camera footage, I assume, Shannon.
Yeah, it's like CCTV.
Yep, let's see it.
Does he get like grinded up?
It's gonna like go back and forth between like a news story.
That's
and
fine.
Then back to this again.
Caught at the bottom of a moving escalator at a busy T station.
It ate his asshole out.
20 minutes before any help arrived. It happened in late February here at the Davis station in Somerville. Video the NBC10 investigators obtained shows Stephen McCluskey getting onto the escalator here at
Irish.
About 5 in the morning.
Drunk.
At the bottom of the escalator, he then stumbles and falls.
He's hammered.
40-year-old's clothes were pulled inside the escalator, which prevented him from getting up. The video then shows a procession of T-riders taking the steps and walking by Stephen. Some of them briefly stop and appear like they try to help. Others walk by with even barely a glance. Wasn't until 22 minutes later that you see a T employee appear in the frame and walk up and hit the emergency stop button. When first responders arrived, they found Stephen had no pulse. His clothing had been pulled so tight that it was cutting off the airway in his throat. And it ended up taking roughly a half an hour before they were able to free him from the escalator and take him out to an ambulance on a stretcher. Steven's sister and mother sat down with us to talk about their family's loss.
And I want to make sure that, you know, there's somebody held, somebody or something held accountable for the fact that my brother wasn't protected.
There's drinking problems.
In a public space.
They treated him like he didn't exist. Nobody cared. Nobody stopped. Nobody took the time to see, to help, to make sure he was okay. If somebody took that minute, he would be here today.
Well, someone help my retarded son.
These emergency stop buttons are prominently located in a couple different spots at the bottom of the escalator. Anyone who passed by that morning could have pressed one of these and made all the difference. I'm investigative reporter Ryan Kapp.
I hate that bullshit. Don't put that on the people. They're desensitized to seeing junkies passed out all over the place all the time.
Junkies pass out. If you disturb them, a lot of the time they're not happy about it.
No, they pull out a used needle and stick it in your shoulder.
Or they swing at you.
It's 5 in the morning. These motherfuckers are trying to go to work. They don't give a shit. You can't put that on people. That's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
It's this motherfucker's fault for getting hammered and falling down on the fucking escalator.
But at the same time, it's like, I would be afraid to even touch him because then they sue you for trying to help out. And if you make it worse, I'm not fucking doing that.
I hate to say we are desensitized as a culture.
I am for sure.
You don't.
No.
Like, if it's somebody having a seizure, like a person that you can tell is not fucked up.
Yeah.
On something. Yes. I've seen people help. I saw a guy have a seizure on the street, and a bunch of people helped him. But if it's somebody that seems hammered and
they're caught in an escalator, what are you going
to
do?
I mean, I think I've told this story on here before. When I used to work in Herald Square, I'd have to go do international games at like 4 or 5 in the morning. And one morning I just see the cops poking a guy with a stick, and the cops just going, I think this motherfucker is dead.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, see, you just walk by him because you just don't know.
Yeah. And they know where to poke, too. There's a certain spot to poke that'll wake you right the fuck up every time.
The asshole.
They also do the finger thing, like they push your finger really hard when you're
Do they do that, too?
Yeah. I didn't know about
that. It really fucking
I've always
hurts.
Seen the poke. I've never seen that finger. I wouldn't want to touch the hands.
Do your sternum right here. When I used to wrestle, they said if you get in close with a guy, do the sternum right here because it really fucking hurts.
Hmm.
I did not know that.
Dude,
but
also you got to touch some fucking homeless person. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I know this guy wasn't homeless, but he was also hammered or fucking more.
Yeah. And did you see the rest of his family?
What?
The rest of his family? It looked like that girl you were talking about at the bar. Like, she was just fucking with a mullet.
Yeah, she had a bit of the fetal.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
But it's also just like, it's none of those people's responsibility that are going to work.
Yeah.
You know?
I got work to get to. I'm not helping some fat old Irish drunk.
Also, it took them 30 minutes to get him out. What's one person going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, what were you going to do?
Yeah.
Hit the emergency stop and then what? Just stare at him and just go,
here's my question. Was he so fucked up that he couldn't say help?
Maybe, or his clothes got on him too fast and it cut off his wind. Yeah,
those escalators move pretty quick. So I'm sure that was strangling where he could...
I don't know. I feel like you could signal.
Yeah. Well, you can't. If the clothes are pulling you,
you're right.
You know, you can't move. You're like a scarecrow caught in a fucking escalator.
Oral curb! All right, well.
I just wish it wasn't an Irishman, you know?
Of course.
Yeah.
All right, well. Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So, while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. PowerBrainCoffee.com,
Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
I love that I sent this to Shannon, and she just has no, like, there's no context to it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they just send Shannon shit to put on the show, yeah. And I think she doesn't even know, like, why. So I love that on my paper here, it just says, woman with one big leg.
Has edemia?
Dude, you got to see this.
Diabetic.
I did look up to find the name of the condition. It is lymphedema.
It is lymphedema? Oh, okay. Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, looks like a giant kiwi.
My leg's big.
The fluid kind of like builds up in my
somewhere
body.
Somewhere out there, there is a black guy that would still fuck around. Her.
I want to travel.
What scares me, Mahogany, is that fluid going somewhere else.
Pause.
Yeah. I was born without.
She went from mahogany to dark brown.
She's her name is Mahogany?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, that's
no.
Are they
way.
Running out of names?
Yeah.
Have we circled so far? You can't name your black daughter after a wood.
Yeah. Mahogany? Yes. No, I'm buying a table.
Yeah. Keep. By the way, now I just have to see this man without a jaw.
Oh, this guy ain't got no jaw.
That's an easy job.
Still brushing his teeth.
He can't get water in his trachea.
Looks like a Pez dispenser.
He looks like a hungry, hungry hippo.
Is that a mask? I don't even know if I remember how to dance.
Feels like riding a bike.
I don't know how to ride a bike, so thanks for that.
Y'all make some noise for my friend Zara.
Don't tell me she's
y'all see her too,
up.
Right?
I really want kids.
And here's this can opener.
Best believe I will travel out the country one way or another.
Ew.
Am I being foolish? Like, am I being stupid?
Yes. The name's Mahogany.
I have a dumb question.
Yeah. All right, good. Zach, go.
Isn't it better to just lose the leg?
Yeah, at that point.
Get
but then
Oscar
that fluid's
got to
go somewhere else.
Hmm?
Well, that fluid's got to go somewhere. Imagine cutting that opening and you just see a tidal wave come out from the fucking doctor's office. That shit's going to fucking
blow. It starts coming out from under the doors.
See the fucking nurse's aide with a boogie board?
I feel like you can learn to walk on a... prosthetic.
Yeah.
Before you're going to fix that.
Yeah, but then it's like, won't that other leg be the same way?
I don't know. I don't know how that disease works.
It doesn't
works.
Just like shift through it's, your
yeah.
body.
Yeah. I
it's
mean,
not like if you squeezed her really hard, it would go to a different part.
Yeah.
I just found her Instagram. Like she's a model, that one leg girl. Here's something on her Instagram.
Oh,
page.
Shit. They it's put a lot the of airbrushing on her leg.
Yeah. It's myself. My name is. I mean, the other half isn't that bad. It's just that leg.
It looks like in Nutty Professor, towards the end, when he keeps turning back from Sherman into Buddy Love, and it keeps picking different parts of his body.
That's how Doug thinks if you cut the leg off, what will happen. Yeah.
Because you know why I say that? Because it didn't start like that. It probably just started out like a ring around the ankle, and then it just kept traveling up, right?
Well, normally you get lymphedema like this from... being like morbidly obese, right?
I have no idea. Did she lose weight and it just stayed in the leg?
I don't
know.
It's
a buildup of fluid. Yeah. So it does happen in like obese people, but sometimes can happen in like average people.
I say, fuck it. Keep it.
Yeah.
Kickball champion.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see that bitch pull up to a kickball? Big, we got a ringer.
Yeah. It's like that dude who arm wrestles and his forearms are like that wide.
I know exactly.
That guy's fucking amazing, man. That's fucking great.
There's pictures of him as a little kid and he's just got giant man arms.
Yeah, he's got Popeye forearms. And
do you know who we're talking about?
Yeah, the guy with the big hands.
Yeah.
Huge arm. Hell yeah.
He should do power slap.
I think he is, isn't he?
No.
I thought he did. I thought they were talking about him getting into power slap.
Oh, I would love
he
that.
He might be like hit a Cameron Poe type where his hands are lethal weapons. And
yeah.
If he kills a man, he's got to go on Con Air or something.
All right. Moving on. Here's just a fun one. Off-duty cop rescues toddler from claw machine.
Like the prize?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He gets to take him home.
Mike. So it's just, I don't have a video, I just have a picture, but this is a picture of the little girl stuck in the claw machine. It said that he walked past her, and then he put a few dollars in it so he could play around with it to, like, comfort her, and then eventually he was able to, like, coax her out, and then he found her family and returned her to her family.
I think they had the same machines on Epstein Island. Get the blonde one. Oh, fuck, it's too weak. These things are rigged.
You get to pick your masseuse.
That is
That's a bad family.
Yeah.
I think there's something with this claw machine because within a few months there was another little kid that also got.
I think
stuck
the door's too big.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's every kid's dream. I would have loved to have slipped into a claw machine and grabbed as much as I could.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That is.
Have you ever seen the thing where you're the claw and they drop you into like a pool full of snacks?
No.
And you get to keep whatever you could hug?
No.
Is this another one of those things where they hang you from your skin?
No. This is like you're on a harness and they dip you in. It's like a giant thing of like bags of chips and shit.
That sounds fun.
And people
fun.
Like, yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I knew that started in Japan. I fucking knew that's it was China. Asians. Well, you know, whatever. That was an Asian invention. That had to be.
Oh, we lost them.
Holy shit.
Okay, my man is goated.
That's just fun, dude.
Yeah. He's got him in his legs, too.
Yeah, good for him.
Dude, as soon as you said that, that had Asian written all over it. That,
yes,
doesn't,
it did.
That doesn't start in America.
Yes, there's, it did.
Yeah, that's definitely Asian.
Yeah, we are the craw.
Yeah.
All right, I thought this would be fun. So Jerry Seinfeld is returning to the Beacon Theater.
Oh, God.
I thought we could go around the horn here and guess how much tickets are.
Oh, wow. The Beacon Theater, so he only has to walk a few blocks from his house.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to guess the cheapest ticket or the average price.
Let's do both. Let's do cheapest and most expensive.
Most expensive, I'm saying $4,500. And then cheapest, I'm going to say it's at least $325.
I'm going to say the cheapest. What did you say the cheapest was?
$325.
I'm saying the cheapest is probably $1,000, and the most expensive is probably about $3,500.
I think there's going to be more of a discrepancy.
Mm-hmm.
I would say cheap. I think Tim's got. I think it's between $300 and $400, maybe a little less.
Yeah.
I'm going off
that front row. We're talking Springsteen prices.
Really? I'm going off regular season Knicks prices.
Okay. I'm thinking $6,000 front row.
For Jerry fucking Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Damn.
Shannon?
Dude, that's fucking nuts.
So the cheapest ticket is $137.65.
Oh. Okay. Oh, wow. That's not bad.
And it looks like I found, let's see, row AA seat 111 is $1,778.
That's way less than we thought.
All right.
Yeah.
Not
that
bad.
Is.
You
well,
know
that's
what?
Because
good
he's
for
been kind of drugged through the mud lately.
Yeah.
Had a few young women that he dated.
No, I mean, you know? He hasn't had a good thing ever since the show.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Oh, the B movie. What about the B movie?
Oh, the Pop-Tart movie or the breakfast cereal was fucking dog shit.
Okay, Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee was entertaining.
Sure.
Depending on the guest.
Norm was fucking amazing on it.
He's kind of insufferable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a douche. The marriage ref sucked.
The marriage ref sucked. The B movie sucked. The Pop-Tart movie sucked. Like, he's had a real a real line of sight. I mean, if there's not proof of how brilliant Larry David is.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
It's
right
what
there.
A complete fucking dick nose of a fucking failure
Jerry
Seinfeld can be.
Exactly.
Without him.
Dude, that I've always said that. Like, in comics through the years, they always praised him. I'm like, without Larry David, he's fucking horrendous.
He's unbearable.
He's so bad. Like, he was, every project, like you said, that he came out with was fucking dog shit. And then we saw, like, what a non-comic he really was when he had to do that, he did that HBO thing with Orny Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And he's rewriting his material after 19, 20 fucking years in the business. And you can't come up with an hour. A new fucking hour. And then the new hour was fucking horrendous.
Yeah, it was not great.
It was so bad. And it was like, how do you not think this guy sucks at everything he does if it wasn't for Larry David?
Had Seinfeld come out later, it just would have been like autistic Jewish guy.
That's it. Yeah. That's exactly right.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Social implications of things.
What's the deal with eye contact?
I'll tell you this. This is my hot take.
I don't pick up on nuances.
I don't understand context.
I don't know if any bit he ever did on the show Seinfeld was ever funny. Like
no.
The ones that start the show. I watch them, I go, huh, that's interesting. And then the show's about the bit. And that show is funny. But the bit was never good.
No, he was the most overrated fucking. I remember somebody who was ahead of the curve on that was Jay Moore.
Yeah.
He said it on Opie and Anthony. He goes, he was the most overrated fucking comic that's ever lived. He's not funny. Like, and then he started doing Seinfeld's bits, which those he didn't steal, but he started fucking doing Seinfeld's bits like as if he just like this is what he does. What's the deal with this? Some obscure fucking reference. And then he moves on.
Yeah.
That's how easy fucking it was to write
as
Seinfeld.
And it really showed who he was, that he couldn't not shit on Bobcat.
Yeah.
In the episode with Bridget Everett.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, let it go, dude. You're worth $1 billion.
Yeah.
You're mad at Bobcat?
Yeah. Of all people. At least Bobcat had something original. With the fucking voice and all that bullshit.
But his stand-up without the voice is good.
Yeah. And he's also a good director.
Great director.
His story, has talent.
His story about the airplane, his airplane almost crashing, is incredible.
It's so, yay, fire truck.
Jay Moore is a, I don't know him. I'm sure he's a nice man, but he seems a bit like he holds a bit of a grudge.
Well, it's Jay Moore, too, because Jay Moore apparently.
Oh, Jerry Seinfeld was mad at Bobcat.
Yeah, he on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, he's talking to Bridget Everett. And he starts shitting on Bob. They bleep it, but you very much know who it is.
Oh, I thought you guys were talking about Jay Moore because he's also
married Bobcat. Yeah.
Yeah. But was weird.
He would apparently reserve the entire front row of Bobcat's shows.
Jesus.
And then so that the show would be empty in the front and fuck with the show.
I don't know how true this is, but I've heard stories where he would call comedy clubs and ask how many tickets Bobcat had sold for the weekend.
Yeah.
Just to see if he was selling out or not.
What a petty cunt. Yeah. It really is, man.
But as far as Seinfeld Bobcat, I know exactly what it is. It's that Bobcat called him out on dating a teenager early.
Yeah.
He did it. He talked about that, like, I want to say on a talk show, like maybe Arsenio or one of those, or a Tonight Show, like way early.
Yeah. I think it was Arsenio, wasn't it? I remember watching the clip, but I don't remember where the fuck he was. I'm pretty sure it was Arsenio.
Yeah, it's something. Not when he set it on fire.
Yeah.
not when he set the Tonight Show on fire.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, he got
that.
Banned.
Fuck, man.
He destroyed the set of Arsenio, but that was like on purpose.
Yeah.
Like they hired him to do that. And he set the Tonight Show on fire and he got charged with arson.
Yeah.
And he had to do PSAs.
About not starting fires?
He's like, hi, I'm comedian Bobcat Goldthwait, but you know what's not funny? Arson. It was part of his like plea deal.
Not
it's
even if you're doing it a funny voice. Yeah. I can't do the voice.
He has a.
I thought I could. I really did for a second.
There's a great clip of him on, I want to say, Harmontown or another podcast, and it's him and Robin Williams, and it's Bobcat describing doing the Gathering of the Juggalos. And it's so fucked. As someone who's done it twice now.
Yeah.
It's so fucking accurate and funny.
I gotta watch this when I'm on my commute.
Which is
back.
Like, it's just literally like, yeah, a clown in a fucking golf cart picks you up. And Upchuck the Clown picks you up in a golf cart. And he's explaining the gig. He's like, hey, man, it's just like the Dave Matthews Band. They're just fans that love them. And, you know, there's no fights. It's all love. Yeah. He goes, and then out of nowhere, a can of Faygo soda whizzes by and beans him in the head. And he just goes, I'm hurt. And pulls over the golf cart. All right. We got a couple more little things. Here's a fun one. Do we have the manhole video, or is that just a story?
Oh, no. Just, the just lady from the other day.
Okay.
She fell into a manhole?
Yeah, died.
Yeah, in Midtown. RIP.
Still happening.
That was an Escalade situation. I think she stepped out of her Escalade and fell down into a manhole.
All right, we'll do this one then, and we'll close on it. And this is just a... Man, this will ruin your day.
Oh, good.
Live frog found in salad bag.
I'd be happy to see that. A cute little frog.
I don't know. I'd be remiss.
Yeah.
Oh, of course it's in Australia.
Honestly, so much about it being AI. I feel like it's actually wild. The fact that we really don't.
I think it's New Zealand.
Australia doesn't have food right now.
It was just chilling in the bag. I think it was having a hell of a time, really. Yeah. Lucky the bag had a few.
People was telling me it was AI. I said, "Hey, I got a frog in me bag."
So, Yeah, no, he's enjoying it.
Have you opened that up?
All credit to our flatmates, eh? It's the elitist, and they came home and he's just in the kitchen cooking up, and then he's like, bro, there's a frog in the lettuce. He's one of the most relaxed Australians you'd ever find.
Oh, they are, truly.
Honestly, it was hilarious. He brought it in, showed everyone, and we were all screaming about it, having a laugh, and yeah.
It's not every day.
There's a frog in the salad sounds like a term that they use to, like, let you know there's someone of a different race at the party.
You got a frog in the salad.
Yeah, there's no shame. There's a frog in the salad.
We got a black bean in the pinto beans.
There's a frog in the salad.
Everybody watch where you're stepping. You don't want to step on the frog's Jordans.
Turn your rings around. There's a frog in the salad.
Tuck in your purse. Got a frog in the salad.
Wallet in the front pocket, there's a frog in the salad.
Saw a video from Long Branch, a ton of frogs jumping off cars.
All right, we'll end it on this, and just to give everybody a little bit more anxiety for the day.
Oh, fuck me.
Six Flags passengers stranded 245 feet in the air.
Oh, God. That's what they need as they're going out of business.
I always wonder about this, and then I always hope you're never upside down.
That would be, I think you that can't be upside down that long. I don't think you can be upside down that long. I think that fucks you up.
Yeah,
hey, what's his name do that? Or was he faking that shit?
David Blaine?
David Blaine, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you could train.
Yeah.
He does do crazy shit.
Yeah.
We got a frog upside down doing magic.
Oh, they're out of the thing. Yeah. Yeah, I think the car stalled and they had a...
What Six Flags is this?
Fuck this, dude.
Oh, my God. I would be shitting myself, and then we'd all slip on the shit.
I would be sitting in the roller coaster going, come get me tomorrow.
Yeah. And it's Six Flags. They can't even make it fun, like give you a big slide to fucking slide down.
That's horrifying.
Where is this?
What, Shannon, was there a location on that?
It's like Nebraska.
Texas.
Texas. Oh, okay.
And they said that there was a power outage that affected a bunch of the rides on the in the park. And so, yeah, they just lost power and they had to evacuate.
Wow.
Fuck that. All right, we'll do one more thing because it's the zoo. And apparently my family has relocated because mutant super pig population spirals out of control in Japanese nuclear fallout zones.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm not saying...
Hiroshima?
We need to start doing those helicopter rides with a minigun.
Oh, yeah, those look fun.
Boy, what a fun video game it would be.
Yeah.
And now let's make the mutant super pigs.
Dude, that would be so much fun. This is in Japan?
It would appear to be. Shannon?
Are they doing like a new... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles type of situation.
So it's in the nuclear fallout zone near the Fukushima power plant. And so there's not, you know, obviously a lot of people in the area. So domestic pigs escaped abandoned farmlands and started to breed with indigenous feral boars. And what that did when their genes mixed is it made the feral boars be able to reproduce more quickly because they have like different schedules, both pigs. So they're just, they have like most of the features of the boar, except for the fact that they are making new babies over and over and over again quickly.
And do we have any photos?
That's what happened here.
This one.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
There's a video of a pig opening a door, Jurassic Park style. That looks pretty cool. I mean, they're really mean.
Yeah, they're...
Yeah, they're nasty fucks.
Oh, they're big.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
So,
my buddy owned a pig, and it would always bite everybody. It was fucking
asshole. Pigs are nasty bastards.
It's so... I've said this fact on the show before, I think. If a pig gets out, like, of its habit, like, at the farm, and goes and joins a feral pig community, it grows the tusks.
And the black hair, yeah.
And the black... It naturally turns into one.
Yeah. Right. And it happens in 6 fucking months is when they can go from domesticated to feral. It's that goddamn quick.
It's like what happened to Chet Hanks when he went to Jamaica.
You see, he's full, like, fucking hip-hop country now.
Is he?
Oh, God. But that's what he would be if he wasn't trying to be a Rastafarian. He would be like a country bumpkin.
Yeah, well, Chad, can you look up Chet Hanks? There's a video of Tom Hanks hanging out at one of his concerts.
He's finally in his own lane.
And, dude, you got... I mean, this is such pandering horseshit that he saw, like, Jelly Roll and Jason Aldean and all this dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, here's a great way to make money off of stupid people. Oh,
I mean, there's no one in country that panders harder than Jason Aldean. Not one person.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the song Flyover States is one of the biggest piles of dog shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, this is a fucking nightmare. Just like Woody.
Hold up, cowboy. You just never know.
Pause.
Who
Hold
you.
Up, cowboy. This guy was Jamaican.
Last year.
A year. This guy was Jamaican getting in fucking domestic disputes.
Yeah.
With a woman fucking as black as possible.
Yeah.
And now this, just start the beginning of the song again, and we'll leave on that. Talk this guy went it. From Jamaican to this, and no one questions it.
Gives me the chills.
Listen, I don't tell anybody
Hold
what
up, cowboy.
I don't tell anyone what they should like, what they should listen to. I think taste in comedy and music, whatever, is subjective. Mm-hmm. And if it makes you happy, it makes you happy. And I don't like to yuck other people's yum.
Mm-hmm.
If you fall for that,
yeah,
you are a fucking moron.
You're a complete douche.
You are a fucking idiot walking the earth.
Yeah.
You are getting fingered at the Port Authority
by a homeless black guy,
and your pussy stinks.
Yeah. You gassed out the entire subway station.
You are an idiot, and you don't deserve ears.
No, dude, that is fucking. And the thing is like, he has unlimited amount of money to rent out any venue he wants. Because of his father.
Yeah.
And he could pay people to be there and act like he's living his fucking dream of being a fucking country star or a reggae star or whatever the fuck he's into now.
But he's neither. He grew up with his dad, fucking Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
He's not a fucking cowboy, and he's not your man. Pick a thing.
Yeah.
I also think it kind of goes to show how good of a dad Tom Hanks is for even being seen at his
son's
He's
not a good
concert.
Dad. That is not being a good father. Like, your son... If he keeps switching identities, that means he has no idea who he is. Like, that's not good parenting.
Yeah, in all fairness.
If you're trying to figure out, okay, now I'm a Jamaican and now I'm a country star. Yeah.
If he was a good dad, there would be one of those big pianos on the stage that he steps on like big. And he would come out and do a piano solo in the middle.
That would be so sick.
That would be pretty cool,
then
actually.
Then you're getting people in the door.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's what you have to do.
All right, we're wrapping up there. Thank you so much to Tim McLaughlin and Doug Urim. Please check out the Great Hang podcast with Tim and Micah Fox. Check out No Offense with Doug Urim. And we'll be back with a very funny bonus episode this Friday. And sincerely thank you to everyone in the booth for all your hard work. I love you guys. Bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning, time to him. Pop, bagel, jug it down.